前一回
Last time
我们曾经提到过一个人物叫郭威。
We have mentioned a person named Guo Wei.
他和赵匡胤
He and Zhao Guanjian
两个人在未来将会改变整个中国历史的进程。
Two people will change the entire course of Chinese history.
那么这个人是什么人呢？
So, who is this person?
我相信在座的诸位一定知道一个非常有名的故事。
I believe that everyone here knows a very famous story.
叫鲁提辖拳打镇关西。
He beat the town of Xinyang with his fists.
在水浒传当中
In the water margin,
这是特别浓墨重彩的一个篇章。
This is a particularly vivid and detailed account.
给人留下的印象极深。
It leaves a deep impression.
鲁提辖拳打镇关西的整个故事原型就是郭威。
The entire story of Lu Tixian beating the town guard in Chang'an is based on the real story of Guo Wei.
郭威年轻的时候是一个非常豪爽仗义的一个人。
Guo Wei was a very generous and courageous person when he was young.
这个人他在当时他是在首都的部队当中。
This person was in the army in the capital at that time.
是一个很中下级的一个军官。
He is a very junior officer.
在这个他们的兵营边上有一个大市场。
There was a large market on the edge of their barracks.
这个市场里头就有这么一个欺行霸市的一个卖肉的人。
There is a butcher in this market who is a bully and a tyrant.
突然有一天，这个郭威到他的那个店铺前。
One day, this Guo Wei came to his shop.
就跟他说，说给我切20斤。
Tell him to cut 20 pounds of meat for me. Oh.
你别乱切。
Don't cut it randomly.
我要的这个肉是有10斤精肉。
The meat I want is 10 kilograms of fresh meat.
一点肥肉都不许带。给我细细的切成丝。
Don't bring me any fat and make sure it's finely chopped into strands.
那么那个小贩一看
So, the little fat guy looked at it.
这是气宇轩昂的一个人。
This is a person with great ambition.
他说好吗
He said, okay.
我给你切不
I'm giving you a cut.
剁下来一块
You cut a piece off.
然后给他切完了之后
Then after he had finished cutting it
我还要10斤肥肉
I also need 10 pounds of pork
一点瘦的都不能
A little bit of fat is not allowed
来再给我细细的切成丝
Please cut the soup into finer strands
然后那个小贩哗哗哗又给他切切完了之后
Then the little fat guy click, 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 cut it, and then...
郭威就说我还需要10斤一半是肥的。
Guo Wei said that I still need 10 cattings, half of which should be fatty.
一半是瘦的。
Half of them are thin.
听好了一半一半不能多。
Listen to half of it, don't repeat it.
不能少。
Can't be less.
再给我细细的切成丝。
Please cut it into very thin slices.
那这个欺行霸市的人就不干了。
Then those people who are busy in the market will stop working.
你这不是耍我吗
？You are you kidding me?
郭威说。
Burl said.
我就是要耍你，抄起案子上的刀。
I want to use Anzilan's knife to bully you.
一刀就把他给干掉。
I'll kill him for you.
这件事情后来被写到《水浒传》里边。
This matter later became written in the water margin.
我相信是《水浒传》的作者。
I believe it is the author of Water Margin.
用郭威的这个原型来制造出来了鲁提辖的这样的一个故事。
Create a story about the mother of the hero based on this prototype.
当时后汉建立起来了之后呢
After the Han Dynasty was established.
大家知道后汉是由在山西的一个刘知远。
Everyone knows that the Han Dynasty was founded by Liu Zhiyuan, who was from Shaanxi.
他用我们今天的概念讲
He used the concepts we have today.
他也是当时的一个拥兵自重的节度使。
He was also one of the most self-reliant mercenaries at the time.
是，就是一个很大的一个藩镇。
Make is a very large principality.
那么刘知远创造出来了。
So Liu Zhiyuan created it.
后汉这个朝代了之后呢
After the Han Dynasty.
他只做了一年皇帝就病死了。
He only reigned for a year before dying.
病死了之后
After death.
是由他的儿子当时只有十八岁的一个小青年接任了他的这个皇位。
His son, a young man of 18, took over the throne.
接任完皇位之后
After taking over the throne,
他干了一件非常鲁莽的一件事情。
He did something very reckless.
他干嘛呢
What is he doing?
当时他的父亲刘知远死掉的时候
When his father, Liu Zhiyuan, died at that time,
一共给他留下来了五个非常重要的大臣。
He left five very important ministers.
这五个非常重要的大臣里边
Among these five very important ministers,
郭威排在第五位。
Yuo Wei ranked fifth.
另外的这几个大臣有宰相。
The other ministers include the prime minister.
然后有主管。
Then there is the supervisor.
当时财政工作的一把手。
The head of financial work at the time.
有主管军事工作的一把手。
There is a leader who is in charge of military affairs.
他父亲就觉得把这五个大臣留给他的儿子。
His father thought that leaving these five ministers to his son was a good thing.
应该能够保证他们家的天下不发生变化。
It should be able to ensure that their family's world will not change.
但是呢，他这个儿子就觉得特别不舒服。
However, his son felt very uncomfortable.
就说，哎呀。
That is all.
军权也不在他手里
He doesn't have the military power.
他也管不了财权
He couldn't care less about money and power.
也不在他手里
It's not in his hands.
他也管不了
He can't help it.
行政上面官员任免呢宰相在那儿说了算
The officials in the upper echelons of the government decide who to appoint as prime minister, and their words carry weight.
那我是皇帝。
That's me, the emperor.
我管什么呢
？What do you care about?
他就觉得特别不愉快。
He felt very unhappy.
特别不舒服。
Very uncomfortable.
那么后来这个愣小子就做了一件事情。
Then this little guy did one thing.
做了一件什么事情呢
？What did you do?
有一天，有三位很重要的，就是在这五个大臣当中排在前三位的三个人，在早晨上朝的时候。
One day, three very important people were among the top three in the five ministers when they attended the morning court.
突然就冲出来了。
Suddenly, he burst out.
十几个禁卫队的这个士兵，乱刀。
The soldiers of the 12th regiment, armed with their weapons,
把这三位大臣不由分说的就给砍死了。
the three ministers were unjustly executed without any due process.
而且更叫人特别没法理解的是什么呢？
What's even more puzzling is,
你要是如果要杀这些人的话，
If you want to kill these people,
那你就索性把这五个人给凑到一起。
Then just bring these five people together.
你一次把他们都杀掉。
You killed them all.
不留后患。
Without leaving any trace.
他在杀掉这三个人的时候，
When he was killing these three people,
另外两个人都不在京城。
The other two are not in Beijing.
都不在首都。郭威这个时候在什么地方呢？
Where are they now?
郭威当时是带领了一支大部队到另外一个城市去平叛。
UOY was leading a large force to another city to make a judgment.
另外一个这五个顾命大臣当中，
Another of the five national ministers.
另外一个是派到了其他的一个城市里边去做节度使，也不在首都。
Another one was assigned to a different city as a magistrate, but he was not in the capital.
这位小皇帝把三位顾命大臣给杀掉了之后，
After the little emperor killed the three national ministers,
他就派了他手下的一个心腹的人，
He dispatched one of his new recruits,
分别到这两个地方去，拿着皇帝的密诏。
Go to both places and deliver the imperial edict.
让他们两个人去把郭威和另外一位节度使去给干掉。
Let them go and eliminate Qoy and the other governor.
这个人想来想去。
This person thought and thought.
觉得这事儿不靠谱。
I don't think this is a good idea.
他觉得他没法下手。
He felt that he couldn't start.
下完手了之后，
After finishing the work,
这件事情的善后，
The aftermath of this matter,
他不知道怎么善后，
He doesn't know how to clean up after himself.
那个人就连夜往郭威那儿赶，赶到郭威那儿去了之后，
After that person rushed to Uoy's place in the middle of the night,
他就告诉郭威，
He told Qoy,
一二三四，怎么回事？
What's going on with 1, 2, 3, 4?
郭威一听也晕了。
When Qoy heard this, he was stunned.
那就说怎么办？
What to do?
就把他几个非常重要的这种参谋人员，
Take his several very important staff members.
他的这个左膀右臂给请来。给他们看那个皇帝的密诏，看吧。
Here, this is the imperial decree that the emperor has issued. Let them read it.
皇帝出了这么一个乱命。
The art world has become so chaotic.
这是名副其实的乱命。
This is truly a chaotic situation.
那几个人就在那儿讨论来讨论去。
Those few people were discussing and debating over and over again.
最后想了一个什么辙呢？
What's the last trick?
这么着吧。
How about this?
把那个密诏给改了。
Change that secret decree.
改成什么呢？
What should I change it to?
改成不是来杀郭威，是命令郭威把他手下的几个最重要的将领给杀掉。
Instead of coming to kill Qoy, he ordered Qoy to kill the hands of several of his most important generals.
杀掉他手下的那些中高级将领，来了这么一个密诏。
When the imperial decree came that the high-ranking officers under his command were to be executed,
然后郭威就立即召集军事会议。
And Qoy immediately convened a military meeting.
对不起各位了。
I'm sorry, everyone.
那明年的今天就是你们的忌日。
That's the same day next year.
那这些人一听都不干了。
These people, when they hear that they don't want to do anything anymore.
群情激愤
Public outrage.
众将士推举
Promoted.
郭威起兵讨伐
UOY raised an army to rebel.
就在这一刻
At this moment.
影帝刘承佑干了一件对后世历史影响非常大的事情。
The legendary actor Liu Chenyu did something that had a very significant impact on future history.
可以说宋朝的建立与他这一刻的决定密不可分。
It can be said that the founding of the Song dynasty is inseparable from this moment's decision.
这件事是什么呢？
What is this about?
说宋朝正在播出。
The show Song Dynasty is being broadcast.
这小皇帝一听说
This little emperor upon hearing this
嘿
Hey
反了
Turned
这不反了你了吗
Aren't you supposed to be doing that?
这不想造反吗
Don't you want to rebel?
这小皇帝干了一件什么事儿呢
?What did this little emperor do?
三下五除二
,3 times 5 divided by 2,
把郭威他们家老老少少几十口人全部杀掉。
Kill all of Buoy's family, including the elderly and children.
这个做法对历史产生了非常重大的影响。
This approach has had a very significant impact on history.
因为郭威有两个儿子。
Because Guan Wei had two sons.
就是在这一次全部被杀掉了。
All of them were killed this time.
另外还会有一个重要的人物。
Another important figure will also appear.
在后边我们将会提到的就是柴荣。
Later, we will talk about Emperor Shian.
柴荣是郭威的义子。
Xu Rong is the son of the emperor.
那么柴荣的儿子和全家也在这一次被一起杀掉了。
Then, Rulong's son and his entire family were all killed together.
大家注意。
Everyone, please pay attention.
如果郭威的儿子还活着。
If Guo Wei's son was still alive,
柴荣的儿子还活着的话
If Emperor Shian's son was still alive,
很有可能后来就没有赵匡胤什么事儿了。
It's very likely that Zhao Quanjian wouldn't have become a major figure later on.
但是这个后汉的18岁的小皇帝把他们的家属全部都给杀掉。
However, the young emperor of the Han dynasty, who was only 18 years old, had his family members all killed.
之后才有了赵匡胤建立宋朝的一个契机。
This provided an opportunity for Zhao Quanjian to establish the Song dynasty.
结果郭威就带领他的部队几乎是兵不血刃的。
As a result, Uoy led his troops to achieve a near bloodless victory.
就来到了首都的这个城外。
I've arrived at the city outside the capital.
这时候他手下的人就说就手。
At this time, his people said that he was an old hand.
咱们就把这个朝廷给收拾了。
Let's take down the current government.
算了。
Okay.
您就来做我们的天子吧。
You are the master.
当时在军中是没有皇帝的龙袍的。
There were no imperial robes in the army at that time.
这些人用什么东西呢
?What are they using?
这些人把一个黄色的军旗从旗杆上给撕下来。
These people tore a yellow flag from the flagpole.
披到了郭威的身上。
It fell onto Guo Wei's body.
然后就大军就拥着郭威。
Then the army followed Guo Wei.
就要回到这个京城里边来。
I have to return to this capital.
在这个整个部队当中。
In this entire unit.
有一个年轻人从头到尾都看到了这个过程。
A young man saw the whole process from beginning to end.